You hold them by the Mishnah of Yudam Abayz. You're about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma ben Shivcha leben kol arois. What's the difference between a person that lives with a Shivcha or what he lives with all the arois that you have chorus for? So the difference are like this. Shalai Shav Salahen, that they're not different, they're different. Loi Bionish, not the punishment, they have different punishments. For Loi Bekorban, they have a different korban also. Shekol Haroyis, if the man lives with any one of the Haroyis, it says in the parasha of Haroyis, your sister, your brother's wife. So Lochrud, if you do it Bishoigi, Dichai Bechatis. If you do it Bemezi, Dichai Bechoris. Mashenke, Beshivcha, if a man lives with a Shivcha, that's a Shivcha. Shivcha Harufa. So you live with a Shivcha Harufa. Here the Pasuk says, but the Shivcha Kananis, if a Jew lives with them, the Yoshim, he has to bring a Korban Yoshim. Now, Kol Aroyis bin Kev, all other Aroyis that bring the Chattis is brought bin Kev. It's in the Kev of Behema. Vashenkim a Shivcha Bezocher. A Shivcha, you live with a Shivcha, you have to bring a Noshim, or Noshim comes from a Zocher. Now, Kol HaRoyis, if a man lives with one of the Royis, Echur Ish, V'Echur Ish Shovim, that both have the same only punishment, that the Makis, who the Korban, they do it benazed with Asroam, they get Makis. In the case where there's only a Chiv Chorus, there's no Chiv Misa B'da Yodim. And if they do it B'Shegi, they both Chai the Korban, both the man and the lady. Vashenkin of a Shivcha, when a Jew lives with a Shivcha Harufa, as we'll see in the next mission exactly what a Shivcha Harufa is, when a man lives with a shivcha, hither than is loy hishva, loy ish lisha. They're both different. They're not alike, not the man and not the isha. The makis, meaning to say, l'isha b'makis. The pasuk says that the man, she gets the makis, for loy, mean to say, let's listen, loy hishva, loy ish lisha b'makis. Means that she gets makis, not him. The man does not get makis, only the shivcha gets makis. And v'loyish v'ish v'loyish v'korban, meaning to say that the ish is not chai v'korban, only the man is. The shivcha is part of the korban oshem, only the man has to bring the korban oshem. That's a special luck when the man lives with a shivcha, that she gets malchus, and he has the chiv to bring the korban. Now, kol haroyis, also bem esam o'ora k'goymer. All other royis, if you make a tchilas bia, just the beginning of the bia, you chayv as if you made the gemar bia. And also v'chayv are kol bia bia. Yechayiv every bee also. Every time you live with them, yechayiv. If there's a helim in between, there was a D in between, if you knew that you did the Aveira, and then you forgot you did it again, so if every bee, yechayiv another korban. So, zu choymer hechmer. Now, these things you only have by a royist and not by a shivcha. By a shivcha, you're not chayiv just with the ma'ara, with the beginning of the bee. It has to be a gemar bee. We'll see in the gemar how we know this. And also by Shivcha, you had the Mishnah before, that if you have Kama Bias with the same Shivcha, you only have to bring one Oshram. Even though in between you realize you did the Chet, here we don't say the Halom is his Mechalik, but rather even though it's a few times you live with the same Shivcha, you only have to bring one Korban. But by Royce it's not that way. Then the Mishnah says, Zu Chaymer Hichma B'Shivcha, this is a Chumma they made by Shivcha, Shosabu Esamezit Kishaygik. We'll soon see what that means in the Gemara. That by a shivcha, they made the parasha mezid is kishoygig. But that the man is chayiv, whether he's a mezid or a shoygig, he's chayiv, we'll see as long as she's a mezid. She has to be a mezidir also. She has to be chayiv malchus. But in the case where she's a shoygig, then he's part of, even though he's a mezid. So the hechmer b'shivcha just means, just as mezid kishoygig means as far as the husband, the man goes. Even though the man is a mezid, still, I'll have a chiv to bring a korban oshem as long as she was amazed. That we'll see in the Gemara. That's the chum we have by shivcha over arayus. Yeah. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, "Taka ezel shivcha. What type of shivcha is that? Yudalef here. Ezel shivcha. What type of shivcha are we talking about over here? So it's a machlokes. Tanakam says it means kol shechetzi shivcha v'chatzi baschirin. She's a shivcha kananis that belongs to a Jew, and first two shivchim, two partners owned her, and then one partner freed her." Shenyam Apostolic says, the hefta loin of dosa. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. The hefta loin of dosa means you gave a little bit of p'tiyah, she was redeemed a little bit, but not completely. So that's what the Apostolic is talking about. So on such a shivcha, now if she's miyuchet to a man, to an Eved Ivri, so there's a mikhtas kedushin chal, and therefore if a man lives with her now, therefore there's new halacha that he's chayav a korban noshim. That's what Pasuk is talking about. Different Rabbi Yehuda. But according to him, a regular shivcha, if you live with her, you wouldn't be chayav this korban. We have Yishmael Loimar, Zrui Shivcha Vadois. He also knows the Pasuk is talking about a regular shivcha kananis, and she was not freed at all. And Silvatar says, if a man lives with her, he's chayav a korban noshim. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Kol Aroyis Mufroshis. All the other Aroyis in the Torah tells clearly what it means. The Shir, Ein Lonu, and nothing was left out. Elo, Chatzir Shivcha, Chatzir Baskorin. Only this halacha of a Shivcha, in other words, he also learns, like Reb Yudah Tanakamo, or some of the Gears, not Reb Yudah, should be Reb Akiva, that he holds also like Reb Akiva, that the Pshat from this Pasuk of a Shivcha Nechrefes, a shivcha rufa means a shivcha that's a chatzi bascharon. She was here freed, and now she's miyucha to an eved ivri. So if another man lives with her, that's this posik now the yischai the korban oshim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, minolon tihiloki. How do we know this? Said we said now the Mishnah says by a shivcha harufa that if a man lives with her, so she gets malchus and he has the chiyuv to bring a korban oshim. The question is, how do we know this? From minolon tihiloki, she's the one that gets malchus. And the husband, the man, does not get malchus. The Tanna Rabban wrote like this. The Pasuk says, "Bikoris tia." So Melana comes teach us that she like she gets malchus. Bikoris will soon see his lashon of malchus, and tia's lashon in keva, she gets it. Yochai would have to say, still maybe shneim like maybe both of them get malchus. Tamla, the Pasuk says, no tia lashon in keva, he like only she gets the shivcha gets malchus. Who ain't a like. But the Baal, the man, does not get Malkus. Now, Minan, how do we know to say B'chalal, the Hadin, the Kervis, listening to Malkus? How do we know to say when the Pasuk says B'Kervis Tia, that she gets Malkus? How do we know that B'Kervis is Lashon of Malkus? Or Rabbi Yitzchak is like this, Tehei B'Kroi, that B'Kervis means the thing that you have to say Psukim for. And we know when you give Malkus, that's the Lachor, that the one the Makri has to say Psukim. That should be that you have to say Psukim. The panel we learn like this: when you give Malkus, Godel Habayonim, the oldest one, the greatest one of the Yonim, Makri, he says the Psukim. So while they give you Malkus, you have to read out Psukim. Shani, the second one in the Dayon, he's mine, he counts how many whips you give. And Shlish, the third one, Oimer Hakeh, the one that says Hakor to hit. So kids, so because he's lost him saying out Psukim, that's by the punishment of Malkus. Now, Ravashi Yoma Babikotia. The Lashon Makoris means she has to be checked out. We have to check her value, see how strong, how much Malkus she could take. That's also a Lashon of Malkus. We check her out first, see how strong they are. Because if not, like, we don't like this. Ein oimdim oisa la Malkus ril ishtalish. That even though Malkus is 39 whips, but not everybody can take it, but we don't kill you. So if she could only take, let's say, 20 whips, we don't give them 20. We have to be equal, divided by 3. So it has to be 18. So ein oimdim oisa, we don't value him. Ela Malkus, the ruler starts a Malkus, a number that's fit to be divided by 3, because used to hit a series of 3 whips, one in the front and 2 in the back. So you see, it's because it means checking out the person to see how much he could take. Tanu Rabban learned like this: Bizman she isha leika, when the isha deserves to get Malkus, means she had asra, she was warned, then ish may be korban. Then the man has a chiv to bring his korban ashim. But the ain isha leika, in the case where the isha does not get Malkus, for whatever reason it is, whether she's a shogeges or whether she's a katana, that she's potter from Malkus, in such a case, an echnami einu ish may be korban, as the Mishnah mitzvah also, then the man is potter from his korban. It's all totally she has to get her Malkus. We know, and how do we know this from? On my rov, the Chassid Pasuk says, v'ish ki yishka v'isha, shichva zero, v'hi shivcha nechrefes liish. That's the Pasuk says. The man lives with the shivcha, shichva zero, that means the gemar bia, and she's a shivcha nechrefes lish, that she's miyucha set aside to a man, she has like a man she lives with. And the hefta lane of dosa, she was not redeemed either at all, or not completely redeemed. Oy chuposhtam nitan loros, it wasn't given her a shtar shichur. So that's the Pasuk says. Now michti, let's see. Ad hocho b'ish ko mishtor, the Pasuk starts off with ish, it says the ish ki ishka v'es isha, so the Pasuk starts off that the man is doing the aveira. And so, and then in the middle of Pasuk it says, then the middle pasuk says Bikoris Tia that she gets Malkus, and the next pasuk first says the chiyuv of the korban. So question is, Nichta the Heviyas Hashem al Hashem, in the first pasuk it should have said right away that you have to bring a korban Hashem. Or lipsayf in the second pasuk, or the end, it should have said lichta bikoris tia. Amai kosa rachmona bereishu bikoris tia. At the beginning of this pasuk, or at the end of this pasuk, the first pasuk, it says that she gets malchus. Or lipsayf in the second pasuk, it first says tiv veivias hashem al hashem, that he gets chiyuv korban, the little korban hashem. The pasuk starts off saying vish, we're talking about the men that's doing the avera. In the middle of the pasuk, we skip to her punishment, and then the next pasuk first says his punishment. So Achikam, this is the pshan of psukim, that im bikaris tiyahi, if she deserves malchus, meaning to say that she was warned, she did a b'meisa with Asron, then the baal, the man, has to chiyuv behaviors Hashem al Hashem, then he has to bring his korban Hashem. But v'yimloi tiyah bikaris, from the case that she's potter from malchus, whatever reason it is, either she was a shagi without Asron, or else she's a ketanum, then the din is lo yovihu as Hashem, then the baal has no chiyuv, the man has no chiyuv to bring a korban Hashem. So as Ema may be hu miya tokro, avol hi tuki v'teisi korban. Maybe the pasuk going to mean to say that the man has no chiyuv malchus, but maybe she has both. Maybe she gets malchus and also she has to bring a korban. How do we know to say she's parted from the korban also? So Mar answers, "V'hevi es ha'shamoi la'shem k'siv, ha'shamoi mashmehiz and not hoz. Mashmoni he has to keep to bring the korban Hashem, and not she, not the shivcha." Omer Rabbi Yitzchok liyolam ein chayiv elo ha'shivcha bula bovad. Has to be a shivcha bula means that a man lived with her before. Shem Apostle says, "V'hi shivcha nechrefes lish," means that she's miyuchah to man that it means the man lived with already. On such a shivcha now, if a man lives with her, he's chayav this malchus, he's chayav the korban hashem. For the more my mashma, how do I know to say the high nechrefes lishn dishnu yehu? This word nechrefes means like her body changed over, as if to say she's already a bula, she lived with a man already. So the pasuk says vatishtach olav harifos, that they spread out over harifos, that this wheat when you chop it up and change it over into barley, like into grain, into flour. As the lashon of Nechref is lashon of tishtach, is changed over. A harifos is lashon of changing over into flour. The boysim here it says in tichtoish or avil, but machtesh is also you chopped up in a chopper. But toich harifos with this chopped up wheat is boli. It says v'yitnum yodim, they put the hands lohitzi and Hashem take away the wives. The Hashem of the averus el tzayin alashmos. They end up being korban Hashem for their averus. So kids, you see it somewhere, there was a shinu happened to a body already, means the shivcha already lived with a man. Omer Rav Chisda, Malan, the common teachers of Pshar from this pasuk was, Shekulam shivchas harufas bolu. And that pasuk is talking about in Ezra, that they all lived with shivcha harufas. Now the Mishnah says, Eizel shivcha, what's considered the shivcha? That yichayev is korban Hashem. So the machlokes is in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan of this. The pasuk says, Vehefta. Yoch Ragwar thought to say kulu, we're talking about a shivcha that was completely freed already. Talmudim, the pasuk says, no loinif dosi, she was not freed. So Yoch Ragwar thought to say loinif dosi, she wasn't freed at all. Talmudim, the pasuk says, fehefta, that she was freed. Her case has to come out. Peduya vena ptuya, that she was freed a little bit. That means to say in the case of chetzi shivcha vechetzi baskar. We're talking about now that she was half freed and half a slave still. Umaresas li'evet ivri, and the pasuk is talking about where she was married to an evet ivri. So to an evet ivri now it's like this: an evet ivri is allowed to live with a shivcha, but kedushin is not chal on a shivcha. On the half that's freed, he is also allowed to live with an evet ivri, and that kedushin is chal. But a complete kedushin is not chal because she's still a half a shivcha. So that's why if another man lives with her now, he's not chayiv misa because it's not real an eshes ish. So that's his new parsha of a shivcha harufam. That if a man lives with her now, he's chayav this Oshem, Korban Oshem. Different Rabbi Kiv, these are the words of Rabbi Kiv, that's the pasuk he's talking about. Rabbi Shmuel, says, Veshivcha kenanas akosim medav. It's talking about a complete shivcha, she wasn't freed at all yet. Umaresas li'evet ivri, that she's also married to an evet ivri. And there's no kedushin really chal there, just she's miyucha to an evet ivri. And now this, the pasuk says, Yechayav in Oshem. In came of so, matam lo, what's the pasuk have to say, the hefto loin of toso? The chura, she's not freed at all. What do you mean? The hefta, she's freed a little bit. And the gemara echnaim a deeper Torah kloshim liyodim. The Torah talks kloshim b'nei yodim. That's the way people talk. But really, she was not freed at all. We have loza ben azayi yoymer kol arroyis mefroshes lonu. that all the arroyos in the Torah says clearly, Meshulam, the only thing that was left over was this one, Chetesh and Chassi Baskoyrin. When we rest in the Evid Ivri, that he also learns the Chulak Rabbi Kiva, that the Shivchah means she's half freed and she's married to an Evid Ivri. Another sheet is like this. Lo Yomusu, you're not killed over. A man that lives with this Shivchah is not killed. Why? The Bossi says, Kuloichu Pasha, because she was not freed. So since she's not free, she's still a little bit of a Shivchah. Therefore, the fact she got married means nothing. The Kedusha is not chal, she's not called an Eishes Ish. Therefore, if a man lives with her, he's not chayiv misa. So now, what is the pasuk talking about? He learns lacherim b'shivcha kananas across the medar, but she's a complete shivcha kananis. Or Mores says li'evet kanani, that she's married to an evet kanani. And even on this, the Torah says yichayiv anoshim, there's a chiddush. The Gavra thought to say here, it's nothing. Like she's mamas a complete shivcha, and she's only married, she's living with an evet kanani. So I would have thought to say that if somebody lives with her now, it's not a special aveirut, maybe just am znus, but not a special aveirut to be chayav a korban oshim, k'mashman, even on this, you chayav a korban oshim. What's like this? Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Bishleima, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Bishleim of the Heftalah Nivdosik Yotoni Dibra Torah Kloshim Bnei Yodim. That's good. So she's a complete shivcha. The Torah just talks like Bnei Yodim. How old the turn of that you say Mures of the Eved Ivri Minolan? How do you know say the Pesach Soma where she's married to an Eved Ivri and not to an Eved Ovi Kachovim? How do you know that to an Eved Ivri? The Yosef, because the Pesach says Kiloichu Pasha, that she was not freed. Mechlal Duhu Chupash. Mashmudo, that the man, the Morestas, the one she's married to, was freed already. So Tomar, she's married to an Eved Ivri, and that's the Chiddush now for another man lives with her, he's had this Korban Oshim. We have Loza ben Azayah for the Gemara, Hainu Rabbi Kiva, who they both say the same thing. They're both saying that the Pot was talking about a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschirin, that's married to an Eved Ivri. So Morestas and Echnami, but I'll tell you the Rabbi Shmuel Koma, that the Blaz is talking back to Rabbi Shmuel and saying like this. According to me, although I also agree to you that usually the pshat from the Torah is a dibur Torah kloshim ben yodim. When the Torah says a double loshin, it doesn't have to mean a drasha. Sometimes that's the way the Torah talks that way. But for Och over here, he argues, Rebbe Levin says, here the pasuk daskli means a chatzi baschorin. V'och ishani, here is different. Why? Michti, let's see. Ksiv lei kro. The pasuk says kloichu posha. Kloichu posha means she was not freed yet. If so, the Hefsalon of Dosalomli, why does the Torah repeat itself again and say she was not freed? If it just means to say she's a complete Shivchah, Sabshita, that's Kiloy Chuposha, she wasn't given her Shtar Shechur yet. So Shemamina, here it's the proof that Lohochi Yost is coming for this. It's coming Lechatzi Shivchah Vechatzi Baskarin. It's coming to teach us the Klal of Lechatzi Shivchah Vechatzi Baskarin. Yeah. Now, Lacherim, on the other sheet, Bishlem, if I have to learn if Dosa, Ksava Dibutar Bla Kloshim Le Yodim. They hold the Apostle so much as a complete Shivcha, but that's the way Ben Yodim talk. Elo, Hod, the Eved Kanani, Minolan. How do they know to say she's like married to an Eved Kanani? How do they know even such a Kiddush? Or Makro, they don't know what the Apostle says, Ki Loichu Posho. She was not freed. And men in Lididov, it's not Negeitor, Pshita, she was not freed. Because that's what the Apostle says. It says before, for after learning of dust, he learns it means she was not freed. So once we say she's not freed, to the winyan lidi day and achnami, put it in for the man she's living to, mean to say he's also not freed. They say it's never kanani. See, Dashan, this pasuk is talking about the big chiddush that even though she is a complete shivcha, and even though she's only miyucha to an eved kanani, still if a Jew lives with her now, the special halacha is chayav a korban oshim. Now the Mishnah says, kol arroyis. About the other rest in the Torah, echad gadol v'echad katan. Whether one is a gadol, one is a katan, the locher is katan pata. That the katan is pata, but the gadol is chayiv for the maisa's nus. Even though she is a katan, as long as she's more than 3 years old, so the man is chayiv. Echad er v'echad yeshas, one is awake and one is sleeping. So yoshan pata, the one that's sleeping is pata. It's like an oinus. He's pata from the punishment. Echad shoygi v'echem, as they want to say, the lady is a shoygi, the man's a mezid. So shoygi b'chatis, the one did a b'shoygi, is chayav b'chatis. Or mezid b'korus, the one that does a mezid, is chayav b'korus. Mashmin is only by a roi, it's not by a shivcha. What says v'hoch, over here though, chayiv pas mitzvah bracha means, but by shivcha though, in all these cases the chayiv. Fred Gemara cotton, even in the case where she's a cotton, why are you chayiv then? Of course, she's a cotton, how could she be chayiv? So why is the Mishnah with the same mashmah only about royis you have this din and not by shivcha? So this is no omer of yudochit, and this is what the Mishnah means. Say, ochigatoni, kol aroyis echad godu v'echad cotton, cotton tota v'godu chayiv. All other places that's the locha that. Echad, one's a cotton and one's a godel, so then if the cotton is pot and the godel is chayiv. But for Hoch over here, godel nami potter. If I can't, even though he, the man, is a godel, as long as she's a ktano, he's potter from the korban oshnak we had before, my timer. To makshina na adodi, here it's ekesh adodi, that the man is only chayiv if she's chayiv malchus. So in the case that she's a ktano, that she's potter from malchus, so then the man is potter, even though he's a godel, he's also potter from his. He's also potter from his oshim. Weiter, kol aroyis echad niyav yechad yoshim. One is awake, one is sleeping. Yoshim is potter. V'kan yoshinam yechad kasha. Same question again. V'kan over here by shif. You want to tell me with the one that's sleeping is chayiv? How could that be? It's an oinus. I'm going to view the same thing. No, same terrors. No, I'm going to view the marav. Hakikaton is what I'm wishing me to say. Or this price of biyikis. Kol aroyis echad niyav yechad yoshim. Yochan takas potter v'ni yechayiv. But the kam by shivcha filu niyapot, even the one if he's awake, still is potter from his korban oshem. As long as she was sleeping, she was an honest. She's potter. My time again, the makshin and adod is hekashia that the man is only chayiv when she's also chayiv. Toni tono kaimet rosheshes. The tano in front of rosheshes. Also goyme kamara that they made a gemar bia like a more like a pilas bia. Miskavin they made kish like any miskavin. And kedarka, if you live with a kedarka, is kishloi kedarka. The same way you live with us, the wrong way. Near, when you're awake, they made the same thing just like you're sleeping. So the question, what are you talking about over here? So one yichayiv, one yipotah, what do you mean they made it alike? Omelech said back to him, my comrade, what are you talking about? Ibishiv chavifi, talking about shiv chavifi, ketoni, am I also going to kumar? Why is that true? It's not true. What do you mean to say you made a gemar beer where he finishes the beer just like the beginning of the beer? If the man lives with a shivcha rufa, possibly a shivcha zera, a complete bia, then he's chayiv. But more loy mechayiv, it just makes a tchilas bia, it's like it's not chayiv. And secondly, miskavin, you tell him not kashen miskavin, why? I mechavno mechayivo, I loy mechayivno. That by shivcha rufa, only if you mechavno do the avera, then you're chayiv. If you're not mechavno, you're not chayiv. So how could you say Yechayiv even if you made it both the same way? It's not the same way. The same thing with Kedarka, Shalai Kedarka, Nami, Kedarka, Shechrufa, Mechayiv. If a man lives with the Shechrufa the normal way, that's called Shechva Zera, then he's Chayiv. But for Shalai Kedarka, Lai Mechayiv, if he lives with the Shalai Kedarka, he's taken that Chayiv a Korban Oshim. My time, what's the reason? Shechva Zera, the apostle says Shechva Zera, Ksiv. So Mashma, Yoni Chayiv a normal Bia. Same then. Well, man, what do you mean to say near kiyoshin if you're awake like you're sleeping? It's not true. Awake, you chayiv, you're sleeping, you're potter. Elamai I b'shar royis. You're talking about other royis, Tony. I b'shar royis kotoni. Also, goyim at kemoro. What do you mean to say? They made a gemar like kemoro. It should be opposite. Ipcha mi iboile. Should suggest the opposite way, lemisni. So it's just the opposite way. That they made a moro, they made a beginning of bia like an end of a bia. Omelet Yitzhak said to Mecham, it's mute, take it away. Yitzhak right, doesn't, we don't learn this way. Omelet said, no, loy. Or he meant to ask some questions, should I take it away? Omelet said back to him, loy, no, and let's fix it up. Okay, this is what I meant to say. Also, goymer shaloy kedaka b'shikha karufa, loy mechayiv. It made a case where a man made a gemar beer with her, but shaloy kedaka on the back side, not in the front, and the shikha karufa, slokh was taka the man is potter. The same thing, Kimora Kadaka, the same way if you live with her the normal way. Just you only made a tchilas bia, he's potter. Why? The shich vazer ksiv. Torah says the shich is there only when you make a gemar bia in the right place. Then it writes me like this, miskavein shaloi kadaka, if he had kabona to live with her, but he did it shaloi kadaka, so he's potter b'shivcha, the pturin, ke'ena miskavein the shich vazer, ke'ena miskavein. The same way, no, it's like this, you miskavin, shloi kedarka, b'shivchas potter, like an enemy miskavin. The same thing, the shich vazer ksiv. So it has to be the bia kedarka, and not a bia shloi kedarka. Near, if the person's awake, the man's awake, but he has a bia shloi kedarka b'shivcha, Also the Ptur Mispater, Ki Yoshin, like he's sleeping. My time, the same thing, the Shikha Zareksiv. So Nimsa comes out, Mischavein V'yamora B'shivcha, the man has Kavonah to live with her, but he only makes a Tchilas B'yamora, and the Shivcha, in the same Loka, Kishaini Mischavein B'chol HaRois, is like, he's Aini Mischavein B'chol HaRois, that he's Potter. Yoshon Kedarko, if he's sleeping, and he does the Kedarko, is Ki Yoshon D'Arois, the same thing like he's sleeping by rest, he's Potter. Nimsa comes out, Nir Shaloi Kedarko B'shivcha, if he's awake, but he makes the biyish like the dark, also he's put by a shivcha, just like somebody sleeping b'chol arois. So the Ikar needs to teach us is that by shivcha harufas is new halacha. The pasuk says shichva zera, that you only chayv if you live with her on normal biya, a regular way, and a complete biya. If you do it shaloi kedark, just make him aura, beginning of a biya, you're put by shivcha harufa. Now the Mishnah says, Omruloi, let's say we're seeing the Gemara. I think it means when Eidechot says to somebody, Ochalta Chalif, I saw you eat Chalif, and you did it b'shagig, so Locher is maybe Chatis. He has a right not to bring a Korban Chatis. Eidoim Oich, let's say an Eidechot says you ate Chalif. V'yeidoim Aloyoch, another Reid says, no, you did not eat Chalif. Rose Isha Meris Ochal, Isha Meris Loyochal. Locher is maybe Yoshim Toli. In such case, and he doesn't know what to do. So it's like a suffix now whether he really ate the chalev or not. So he's supposed to bring a noshim toli. You have a doubt whether he did the avera, he should bring a noshim toli. What's going to be eid oimer ochal? One eid said he did eat. Vu oimer lo yechad. He says, no, I did not eat. So potter. Because he's nemen more than he could be machish, the eid echot. What's going to be shnayim oimer ochal? Two eidim said that you ate. Vu oimer lo yechad. He says back, no, I did not eat. So din is, Rabbi Meir Mechai, Rabbi Meir says to you, Chayv a Korban. Two Eidim, I believe, more than you. So the Chayv you a Korban. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, two Eidim, I believe, to make you a Chayv Misa, Leivul, they Korban a Kal, aren't they for sure them, they Mechayv you a Korban. So we believe two Eidim more than you. Omruloi, the Chom say back to Rabbi Meir, no. Mayim Yirtzalem Mezer Isi. If the person could answer back and say, true, I agree, I ate it. But I ate it b'mezid, if he eats of a mezid, he's put them in a korban. So therefore, now that he says, lo yechalti, also we believe him. So see in the Gemara, it's machlekes, why do we believe him against two eidim? See in the Gemara. What's going to be, ochal chaylev, for chaylev belamacha? Say a person eats one kezayas of chaylev, then he eats another kezayas of chaylev, but one forgetting. Is ain't a chayv alacha, there's only chayv one korban. Since it was only with one forgetting, it's like one big maisa. What's going to be ochal chaylev adam of pig of noisa belamachas? He ate the kezayis of chaylev, kezayis of adam, kezayis of pig of noisa belam, one forgetting. Chavik olachas v'yachas. Because each one is a separate averus, he's chayv a separate chattas for each one. Zeh chayim adiz l'kurmer b'minim harbu, a different minim averus, over mimin echot, one type of a min. Since it's one min, one chaylev, even though either two times, it's only one avera. But the chayim adiz l'kurmer b'min echot, is one type of a min, over minim harbe, what does that mean to say? What's going to be shemorcho kechatzi zayis? And then viyocho kechatzi zayis, achar. Belamach is one forgetting. So you ate first the chatzi zayis of chelev, and then you ate another chatzi zayis later, with one forgetting. So mimin echot chayiv. If it's both the chelev, then you mitzarf the two and you'll be chayiv. But mishnei minim potter, since you only ate a chatzi zayis of chelev, and then you have a chatzik zayis of noiser of pigul, since each one by itself is only a chatzik zayis to be potter. Here you can't be mitzvah to put the different minim together. So mishnei minim and chlam here to be potter. Yeah. Now it says like this. Ketoni, it says, Omruloi ochalti chelif. Says the Mishnah, if somebody said to this person, you ate chelif, so maybe chatzis. So the question is, Omru kam, how many people told him he ate the chelif? Kamo heaven train the half minu is omru means two people told him. What does he say back? Who mamlo? What does he say back to them? Let me if you want to tell him with the shots he keeps quiet like a machash do, he doesn't argue against them. Elo shtiko the train who the maybe chatis a shtiko the chad loy, that if the mission means in such a case where the person is keeping quiet means he admits. So we already tell me now, Omru means only two Eidim say so. Then he's Chayv a Korban. Mashma, if only one Eid tells him he keeps quiet, he's Potter. Why should that be? That doesn't make sense. You want to tell me like that? If so, Eim Mitzios, what's the middle case say? Eid Oimer Oichavu Oimer Lo Yechalti, that he's Potter. But at the time, why is he deported the machash? Because he's arguing and saying, no, I did not eat it. Mashmal b'shosik, we keep quiet though, mechayv, he would be chayv the korban. For kol shchein trei, navad of two eitim, say you ate, and he kept quiet, he's chayv the korban. So what's from the ratio? You want to tell me now the ratio means with two eitim said he ate, and he kept quiet, he's chayv. So you want to make a dig of one? No, it's not true, even if one tells him that he's quiet, he's chayv. So Mora says, rather the kramachashlu, that the ratio is talking about where two eitim said he ate chayv, and he disagrees and says, no, I did not eat it. And the Mishnah says, "Lo yichayev a korban." If so, Mani, who is the Mishnah called? Then Rabbi Meir, the Yom that Rabbi Meir holds, Hachosha devei trei la bachosha. That when you argue against two eidim, we don't believe you. It means nothing. Two is neman against one. Mazabu, what do you want to say to the Rabbanim? Zol pota. But according to Rabbanim, Taki pota. If so, Mike, what is the ratio coming to teach us then? Or Mike, Mashmo misay pesham mino. This is the machlokes nesay for the Mishnah. So Mora says that's not the kasha. I'll tell you how Kamash, this is the Mishnah to teach us. That Dov is there, this first halacha in the Mishnah, you should know that if you say the Rashi is talking about two Edom, and he was Machish, he said, no, I did not eat. And the Mishnah says, Yechai, the Korban Katis, I tell you, that's going to corrupt Rabbi Meir. But really, you should know, it's a Machlekesh Rabbi Meir Rabbananu. Yeah. But Dov is there, Machlekesh Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. Wudu Kamachish Lu. In a case only where, even though two Edom said you ate, if you're Machish, that's a Machlekesh Rabbanan, so in such a case, you're parted from the Korban. Ika the army something like this, no. Omrulay, when the Mishnah starts off, the first case is Omrulay, Namichad Korulay. Omrulay could also mean one aid. It doesn't have to mean two, it can mean one aid. The Tanan we learn like this. Isha Sholach Balam Dinas Yom. An Isha that a husband left her went over the sea. Ubov Yomulay, and then Muslim means Neidecha came and told her, Meiz Balecha, that your husband died. So then you're allowed to believe in Neidecha, she's allowed to remarry. Venissa, she got remarried. Yachakach, then later, Bobaila. So our first husband came back, because he was really alive. So then his Tetzim is there. She loses out. She's also both for the first husband, because she lived with the second man. And she's also for the second man also, because she's an Eishah Sish for the first man. The kind when we hold over there, the Afilu Bechad, there the Loch is even where one aid told her she can get married. So even though the Lashon is Omru Loi, Omru Loi is Lav Dav Ketub.